Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. In the highest, on earth, peace and goodwill to all men and women, boys and girls, old and young, rich or poor, all over the world. Jesus says to your life, peace be still, receive the peace of God that passes every human understanding. Jesus is saying to every one of you, peace in your life. Joy and peace and blessings and love and joy in your life, in your family, in your businesses, in your job, in everything you do. You continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God for today. God has brought us together once again. I know something good is going to happen today. We are together again. God praise in thy love. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better. We are together again. Just praise in thy Lord. We are together again. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are together again. Just praise in thy Lord. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is in store. We are together again. Just praising thy love. We are together again. Praising that love, we are together again. He wanna come, something good happening, something better. He sees us, we are together again. Praising that love. Yes, we are together again. Just praising the Lord. Something good is happening already. And something better is in store. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the highest on earth, peace and goodwill to everyone that has come into this service today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Everyone is welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and Television Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Greeting you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. God is doing a great thing in our midst and we give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Our topic today is the presence of God. Presence of God is what we're going to be talking about. The presence of God is the glory of God. The presence of God is the anointing of God. The presence of God is the Spirit of God. When that presence is around, the devil cannot stay. Hey, Rekabaya, Kando Robogo. I'm reading Psalm 114 from verses 1. You know, I'm reading Psalm 114. You see, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his domain. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains kept like ram, and the little hill like lamb. What ailed thee, O thou sea that thou fled? Thou Jordan that thou was driven back. Ye mountain that ye skip like ram, and ye little hill like lamb. Tremble thou at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. We turn the rock into a standing water, the plains into a fountain of water. Hallelujah. Already we are 1,900 people in this study. It's already 17,900 people that are in this service right now. And I tell you what, God is not going to fail any of you. God is going to meet you at your point of need. The presence of God is going to go with you. And every obstacle, every hindrance, every obstruction on your way shall be dissolved in the name of Jesus. This is the highest we ever got. And I tell you, it is increasing. The anointing is increasing. The grace is increasing. The favor and the methods of faith. Belinda, you are welcome all the way from Minnesota. God bless you. Thank you for showing up. And all the rest of them, the rest of us, of God, so many of them, God bless you all for coming. Thank you so much. We're talking about the presence of God, the glory of God, the anointing of God. You know, look at the scripture we just read, Psalm 114. It said, when Israelites, the people of God, came out of Egypt, after 430 years of Egyptian captivity and slavery, finally, they were out. They were free once again to go and worship God in the wilderness. To go and worship God in the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. And as they were coming out, the presence of God was with them. And that's what Psalm 114 is talking about. Well, came out of Egypt on their way to the promised land. Presence of God was so strong. In front of them was the angel of God appointed to lead them to the wilderness. With the angel is the glory and the presence of God, the cloud by day, the pillar of cloud by day, and the pillar of fire by night. All these are indicating the presence of God, the glory, you know, the anointing, the favor of God that was following them through the wilderness. God has never forsaken his people. He said, I will neither forsake you. I will not reject my own. These are my people. These are the seed of Abraham. These are the Jacob, the Israel. The nation that God founded and built up by himself, starting from Abraham through Isaac and then Jacob, and now Israel as a nation. God stood by his people, and by all indications, his presence was going with them. No wonder. The Red Sea had to give way. No wonder. The mountain have to give way. No wonder. The hills have to part. No wonder. River Jordan have to split open. No wonder. The walls of Jericho came crumbling down. No wonder Goliath was not a match for David. Oh, no wonder. Pharaoh got drowned in the Red Sea. Harabasa. We consider here the presence of God, the glory of God, the anointing of God to begin to move with you.
Amen.
As you are going now, the presence of God is going with you. As you are coming
Amen.
In, the presence of God is coming with you. You are going
Amen.
To walk, the presence of God is coming with you. You are going
Amen.
Out, the presence of God is coming with you. When
Amen.
That presence is there, no obstacle can stand your way. No demon can stand your way. No hindrance, no obstruction can stand your way because the mighty one is coming. Look at this, Psalm 114. Psalm 114. He says, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains came like ram, and the little hills like lamb. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that fled it? That Jordan that was driven back. Ye mountain that is keep like ram. The presence of the Almighty. Judah was in front. Harakaba. Praise, Judah means praise, praise was in front, and everybody followed. The presence of God was going with them. This was the same presence that Moses was talking about. At the beginning of the journey, Moses told God, he said, God, you are taking us to the land of promise, and in prayer we make our honey. Yes, we will go. Moses knew this, and Moses said, but God, listen, if you will not go with us, if your presence is not going with us through this wilderness, to get to the land of promise, if you are not going with us, we are not going. I like that. Moses was very sincere. He knew what he was talking about. God, you are taking us to the land of promise? Yes. We are going to the land of promise. We are going through this wilderness. All these hidden nations, we're going to pass them. Wicked nations, wicked kings. We are going to pass through all this wilderness to get to the land of promise. We're going to cross the Red Sea. We're going to cross the River Jordan. We're going to pass through the desert and all the dangers that are there. We are going to pass through all that. Now, God, listen. Moses settled all these things before the journey started. God, listen. If you will not go before us, if you will not go with us, if you are not coming with us on this journey, we are not going. I like that. We are not. Where are you going? Where Pharaoh will smash you all to pieces. And all the wicked kings, the wicked nations, they are all waiting for you to crush you to pieces. Can you dare step out to any? Where are you going? Let me sing a song with you. Come go with me. Road is straight and narrow. Come, go with me. I cannot walk alone.
I walk alone for the Lord is strong.
There are many dangers.
Come walk with me.
I cannot walk
see you through.
Come, go with me. The road is strong.
Come with me, for I cannot walk alone.
On
the road is rough.
There are many dangers.
Come with me.
I cannot
see you through.
Moses knew what was ahead in the journey. Earlier, Moses told God, God, if you are not coming with us on this trip, we are not going. I like that. Moses was very sincere. He knew what he was talking about. Go on this journey to where? Where are we going to? And so God followed them. Look at this. Psalm 114. It says, when Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary. Israel his domain. The sea saw it and fled. Judah was driven aback. Trembled out at the presence of the Almighty God. That presence was with them. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night was in front of them. And then the angel, there was an angel God had found. The Bible says the angel of the Lord encamped around his people. Psalm 34. The angel of the Lord encamped around God's people. You have surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You see, we say those words, we don't know the meaning. God has assigned two angels to every believer. To every believer, two angels have been commissioned by God to stay around you all through life. Look at this, Psalm 34, it says, the angel of the Lord encamped around his people. God has assigned angels to encamp around you as you move around because the demons are looking for him to devour. You know, the witches and the wizards, the powers of darkness are floating around looking for whom to destroy. So the angels are there. You know, the presence of God, the glory, the anointing of God, Jesus is there, the Holy Spirit is there, and they were going through the wilderness. And because of it, the Red Sea has to pass. Because of it, River Jordan has to split. Because of his presence, the mountains and the hills have to skip because of his presence. Every power that was on the way contrary to the people of God, they have to give way because the Almighty is coming. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night is coming through the wilderness. All you have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All we have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All we have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All you have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. You follow the pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, symbolizing the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus. The angel of God is already in front. And the glory of God cover the people as they walk through. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. You shall not walk alone. You shall not walk into danger. You shall not walk into untimely death. You shall not walk into our brother. You shall not walk into higher pillar. You shall not walk into trouble. You shall not walk into problems. You shall not walk into hardship and frustration. You shall walk into the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. You shall walk into your miracle. We shall stand stand in the golden gate. We shall stand in the golden gate. Jesus, my Savior, and I. We shall walk, walk in the golden gate. We shall walk, walk in the golden gate. We shall walk, walk in the golden gate. Jesus, my Savior, and I. A believer, you are going somewhere. You must pray before you go. A Christian, a child of God, you are going on a journey. You must ask God to go with you. The presence of God, the glory of God must go with you. I think of Christians, they just jump out and go on a journey. They don't even pray. And then they encounter all kind of problems on the way, you know, and they don't have solution to those problems. That is not your story in the name of Jesus. That will not be your story in the name of Jesus. As a child of God, you need to pray and ask God to direct you. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. How dare you jump around carelessly? You don't move carelessly. You let God lead you. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the daughters of God. God was leading his people through the promised land. And so they were being led by the Spirit. Pharaoh and his army, who were pursuing the people of God, they touched not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm.
Wow.
Pharaoh and his army were pursuing the Lord's anointed. And Pharaoh got to the Red Sea. He forgot. Pharaoh forgot that these are a covenanted people. These people, they are carrying a covenant. The covenant is that these are the people of God. They belong to God. God is their father. God is their everything. They are going under the covering of the blood that was shed in Egypt, the blood that was put on the doorpost, the blood that was put on their lintels. That blood was prophetic, the blood of Jesus, symbolizing the blood of Jesus that was shed for the remission of their sin. The blood of Jesus is a covering. That blood was covering them, a covenanted people. We're going through the Red Sea on dry land. And Pharaoh and his army, they thought they would enjoy the same benefit. God said, no, Pharaoh, stop. Yeah, you are not going anywhere. You don't have covenant with me. You don't have relationship with me. I don't know you. You are not my people. You cannot cross this Red Sea on dry land. And the Bible says that Moses struck the rock again, and the water covered Pharaoh and his army, because the presence of God was going with his people. Pharaoh was drowned. He and his army got drowned in the Red Sea. How can you enjoy the benefits of God when you don't have a relationship with the Almighty? You don't have a relationship with Him. You don't belong to Him. Look at this, Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. When you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, they shall not burn thee. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. That's Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. God had already told the Israelites, you are my people. I have a relationship with you through the blood that was shed. And because you are my people, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I will be with you. That relationship was already established. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, there was already a covenant. There was an agreement. God had already signed a contract with his people. You, Israel, Jacob, you people, the seed of Abraham, you are my people. Look at this, Isaiah 43. I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And so therefore, because you are mine, when you pass through the water, I will be with thee. And when you pass through the fire, I will be with thee. There's only one difference here. The Egyptians, Pharaoh and his army, they don't have this covenant. They are not part of it. They don't have this relationship with the Almighty. They don't have this connection. But the Israelites, the people of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, they have a connection. They have a link. They have a relationship with the Almighty. I will be with you. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. God said, I will be with you when you pass through the water of life. When you pass through the fire, I will be with you. There is only one key there. God be with you. That's the key. The difference is God with Israel. That's the difference. God with Israel. The presence of God. The glory of the anointing. The grace of God. The mercy. The favor of God upon that people is what made the difference. So when the 10 plagues were falling in Egypt, you remember the plagues, 10 plagues? The 10 plagues that were falling in Egypt, it was only falling on the Egyptians, not on the Israelites. The aspect where the Israelites live, the plagues did not come there. The plagues were hitting the other side. God has always, always taken his own. And even right now, if you don't have a relationship with him yet, you can form one. And how do you do it? You come to Jesus Christ. As many that receive Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. As many as receive Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, Redeemer, then you are connected. Your name is written in the book of life. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks for you. You are marked, carry a seal on you that nobody is seen. There is a seal. There is a seal in those days during the slave trade, if you own a slave, the evidence that you own a slave is that they put mark on the slave. They will put a mark on the slave. This slave belongs to this person. There is an owner of that slave. So you are God's property. You are God's own. He said, I have called you by my name. You are mine. Look at Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. God said, you are mine. That is, you belong to him. You are God's own. You are God's, or our robot says, you are God's property. Reverend Dr. Oral Roberts, you know, God to be with the Lord now. Oral Roberts, say you are God's property. This property is God's property. That's how he puts it. I like that. You are God's property. You are his own. You belong to him. You are his property. And so no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against you, judgment is already condemned. And then as they were going through the wilderness, God put a law. He said, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. These people, don't touch them. My presence is going with them as they march through the land. They are going to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. And my presence is going with them. My prayer for you today is that the presence of God will be with you. The presence of God, the glory of God, the anointing of God, the grace of God, the favor of God, the mercy of God shall be with you and your family and your children, your brothers and sisters and friends, and every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, where that presence is going with you. All the obstacles will begin to give way. All the hindrances will begin to give way. All the Red Sea will begin to pass. All the River Jordan will begin to pass. All the mountains will begin to skip. And all the hills will begin to go away. And the way should be open. The great way maker. The way maker. The way maker is coming. And so every obstacle begins to give shine. Every hindrance begins to get out of the way. Every obstruction begins to go out of the way now. Because a mighty presence is coming. The glory of God. The Shekinah. The anointing, the presence of the Almighty, the pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, is passing through the land. And so every hindrance must go. Every obstacle is going away. Every obstruction is going away. Yes, we are going into the land of promise. Yes, we are possessing our possession. Yes, we are entering and taking over. The walls of Jericho must fall down. The walls of hindrances must collapse. The walls of destruction must go away. Hey, Rekeboya. Iblondoya. 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 We are going to pray now. We have only one prayer. God, let your presence be with me. God, let your presence be with me.
God, let your presence be with me.
Yes,
let your presence be with me.
Amen.
Life, O Lord God of heaven, let your presence be with me, Jesus Christ. And ever I am in life, God of mercy, let your presence be with me, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus Christ, your presence
be with
me.
Let your presence be with us, Lord.
Let your
presence be with us, Lord.
Life, let your presence be with me, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God of heaven, do not let us go anywhere without your presence in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. What is the name of
the
praise and importance of God's presence? Oh, Lord God of heaven, I know the importance of God's presence.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord God, God's presence.
Thank you, God.
With me and my family.
Your presence,
God's presence
God.
With
your
my children and my family.
God's presence
in all nations and give us them.
Yeah, thank you, God.
God,
that God
the God's presence in Jesus' name. God's presence, oh Lord God, God's presence with me.
My
presence in the name of John. Do not let me take any step until I come into
your presence.
Oh Lord God, let me always be in your presence, oh Lord God of heaven. And let your presence always be with me and my family in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, your presence shall go with us and our
family. In Jesus' name.
Our children, our husbands, our wives, our
nations,
our friends, our brothers. Grandchildren,
O Lord God, let
your presence
be with them in Jesus' name.
Your
glory
shall go
with
us.
Your glory shall go with us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, O Lord, let your presence be there. In this house, O Lord God, let your presence be there. In the house of my children, let your blood go
presence
with us.
Allow
your God's presence in the house of my children and goodness. Your presence in all my houses in the name of Jesus. Your presence in all my houses in goodness.
Your
presence in my life here in Jesus.
Yes, Lord, let your spirit go with us.
Your presence in this place in Jesus.
Your angels and
your presence to be in the life of my children and grandchildren.
No weapon from against us shall prosper.
No,
every
confession against
us
shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against
God,
us, in judgment is condemned in Jesus'
God,
name. God, be with us, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. We cannot do anything without your presence. We are not saved without your presence, O Lord God of heaven. By your presence, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Your presence is your security. O Lord God,
yes,
let your presence be always with me and my family and my children and their family.
Yes,
and
Lord, your presence
be
with
us. Yes, Lord,
your presence
be with us. Yes, Lord, your presence be with us. Your presence be with us. Your presence on daily basis, every second, every minute, wherever I am, and wherever my children and grandchildren are, let your presence be with them in Jesus' name.
Glory, Lord.
Your presence in the life of my children and their family in Jesus' name. We honor you. We give you glory, Lord. We honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, Lord. You are wonderful.
If you are not with us, we cannot do anything. If you are not with us, we can't go. Yes, Lord, it's got to be you with us, Lord Jesus. It's got to be your presence with us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We receive your presence in our lives, O God, in our home. We receive your presence. We welcome your presence, your glory, Lord, your Shekinah. We welcome you, Jesus. Have your way. Take preeminence in our lives and family. Even in our businesses, in our jobs, in our working places, in our churches, in our ministries. God, we need you. We need you, Lord. Yes, Lord, your presence, Lord, your glory, Lord. I need the area. Oh, praise
Lord, your Lord. Stand Lord, and peace
upon
me. I need you, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Be your presence, I need you. Oh, bless me, oh, my Savior.
I
come to
thee.
Jesus, I need you. This very hour, I need you. Oh, bless me, oh, my Savior. I have come to thee.
Your grief and soul from everything that belongs to us in the name of Jesus. You spirit of untimely death, the Lord rebuke you from the life of that person in the name of Jesus. Blood-sucking demon, spirit of untimely death moving about, seeking whom to devour. God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The spirit of poverty, passive and frustration, trying to withhold the blessings of God from God's people. God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Yes,
amen.
Lord, for your blessings upon your people. For your
amen.
Blessings and your miracle upon
amen.
Your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
We thank God for that. We're going to listen to our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Alain Kalawa. She's going to take us. We still have up to 30 minutes more. So you go ahead, Mama, and give us what God has laid in your heart today.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, I give you glory. I give you honor. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, for today, for making it possible. All glory, honor, majesty belongs unto you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Now, happy new month to everybody.
Yes.
At the month of March. We are marching forward. Go to Moses in Exodus chapter 14. Tell the people that they should move forward.
Yes.
They should not be afraid. That they should not be afraid. That they should continue to move forward.
Yes.
So we are moving forward to the month of Easter. The end of March is the end of March is the Easter Sunday. So we are still on the story of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Today's topic is Jesus' trial before Pilate.
Hmm.
Jesus' trial before Pilate. Mark chapter 15. Very early in the morning, the leading priests and the elders and the teachers of religious law, the entire high council, went to discuss their next step. They bound Jesus, led him away, and took him to Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "You have said it." Then the leading priest kept accusing him of many crimes. And Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer them? What about all these charges they are bringing against you?" But Jesus said nothing, much to Pilate's surprise. At times, he just keep quiet. He didn't say anything in some situation. Now it was governor's custom each year during the Passover celebration to release one prisoner, anyone the people requested. One of the prisoners, his name was named Barabbas, a murderer. Barabbas, who had committed murder. The crowd went to Pilate and asked him to release a prisoner as usual. Would you ask me to release to you the king of the Jews? He asked, for he realized that now that the leading priest had arrested Jesus out of envy.
Yes.
But still of the out of envy. So at this point, the leading priests tear up the crowd to demand the release of Barabbas instead of Jesus. Pilate asked them, "Then, what should I do with this you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Why? Pilate demanded, "What crime has he committed?" But the mob roared even the more and said, "Crucify him." So to pacify the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He ordered Jesus flogged with a lead tip whip. Then he turned him over to the Roman soldiers to be crucified. The soldiers mocked Jesus. The soldiers took Jesus to the courtyard of the governing headquarters. Called the priest and call out the entire regiment. They dressed him in a purple robe and they moved the wore them and they took branches to make a crown and put it upon his head. Then they saluted him and taunted him, "Hey, King of the Jews." "Hey, King of the Jews." And they struck him on the head and with a reed stick, spat on him and dropped to their knees to mock him. When they were finally tired of mocking him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him again. Then they led him away to be crucified. The crucifixion of the crucifixion. A passerby named Simon, who was from Cyrene, was coming in from the countryside just when and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. Simon was the father of Alexander and Rufus, and they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. They offered him wine drugged with myrrh, but he refused it. Then the soldier nailed him to the cross. They divided his clothes and threw dice to decide who would get each piece. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. A sign and a friend announced the charge against him. It read, the King of the Jews. The revolutionaries were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. The people passing by shouted abuse and shaking their heads in mockery. Ah, look at you now. They yelled at him. You say you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Well, then save yourself and come down from the cross. The leading priests and teachers of religion, who mourned Jesus. He saved others, they scoff, but he cannot save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down from the cross so we can see it and believe him. Even the men who were crucified with Jesus ridiculed him. The two thieves by the side of Jesus, the death of Jesus. As soon as darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock, then at 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Hello, hello, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of the passers-by, standers-by, misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet Elijah. One of them ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, holding it up to him on a real stick so he could drink. He said, "Let's see whether Elijah comes to take him down." Then Jesus uttered another loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to the bottom. Then the Roman officer who stood facing him said, How he had died. See how he had died," he exclaimed. "This man truly was the Son of God." Some women were there watching from a distance, including Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, the younger, and Salome. They had been followers of Jesus and had cared for him while he was in Galilee. Many other women who had come with him to Jerusalem were also there. The burial of Jesus. This also happened on Friday, the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath. As evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea took a risk and went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Joseph was an unhonored member of the high council, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God to come. Pilate couldn't believe that Jesus was already dead, so he called for the Roman officer and asked if he had died. Yet the officer confirmed that Jesus was dead, so Pilate told Joseph he could have the body. Joseph bought a long sheet of linen clothes, then he took Jesus' body down from the cross, wrapped it in the cloth, and laid it in a tomb that had been carved out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone in front of the entrance. He rolled in the entrance. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where Jesus' body was laid. So
yes.
this is a continuation of the story of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we are up to the death of Jesus Christ now. The last portion will be the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the basis of our salvation. if not because of death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. And the salvation we have through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the basis of our Christianity and is our shield and is the protection over our life and is the main thing that gives us joy. So we are going to pray now. We are going to tell God, God Almighty. We are going to tell God Almighty, Jesus, we thank you. We are going to thank God for dying for us on the cross of Calvary so that we must not suffer. Let us pray.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God. Jesus, we thank you for your death for us on the cross of Calvary so that we might not die but live abundant life, so that we might live abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. I don't protect God. All these women especially, they appreciated Jesus. They took care of him. We are going to pray. Let me appreciate Jesus. I saw these women, Mary Magdalene, and the other Marys, and Salome, appreciated Jesus. They even followed him to the place of where he was dead. We are going to pray. Jesus, I appreciate all you've done for me in life. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John, thank you for taking care of me. O Lord God of heaven, and anything pertaining to Jesus,
yes, Lord,
me too, I will make sure I care for anything. Care for Jesus and care for everything pertaining to Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of John. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. O Lord God, we will, anything concerning Jesus, we will take care of it because he took care of us in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to pray. Father, do not let me be subject to mockery in life. Deliver my life from accusation. Do not let me be subject to mockery in life. Deliver my life from accusation. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God. Do not let us be subject to mockery in life. O Lord God, deliver our life, O Lord God, from mockery. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. Do not let the garment of glory be taken off our neck. He said they took the garment of Jesus Christ. We are going to later on return it. God Almighty, all garments of glory on me, do not let it be taken away by taken off by the enemy. Do not let me be naked by the enemy in Jesus' name. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, the mighty name of God. Do not let the garment of glory be taken off my life and the life of my children in Jesus' name. Do not let us be naked by the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for today.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, thank God.
Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. The Lord reigns in our life today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. The Lord reigns in our life today.
Hallelujah, Jesus
conquered the world.
Hallelujah,
Satan, you are defeated. The Lord reigns in our life today.
Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world.
Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. The Lord reigns in our life today.
Hallelujah,
Jesus conquered the world.
Hallelujah,
Satan, you are defeated. The Lord reigns in our life today.
Our Lord is good, our Lord is good, our Lord is good.
is good, our Lord is good. He's been good, our Lord is good. He is good, our Lord is good. Our Lord is good, our Lord is good. He is good, our Lord is good. He's good, our Lord is good. He is good.
He is good. Share the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Thank you, Lord, so much for joining us in the name of Jesus. God bless you abundantly and reward
Amen.
You. And have a good sleep and wake up tomorrow, hale and healthy, to serve God and worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, tweet it, share it, and let it go viral and bless the whole world. Jesus loves you. We all love you. And we say God bless you to every one of you. Melita and I, we say God bless you. God bless you, Mama. Lion Kalawa says God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Thank you, sir. I love to mommy. Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye.
Yes, sir. We give all the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. It's